Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can also just, you know, go online to JillOnMoney.com, or you can listen every Monday morning, brought to you by Asset Strategies of Avon, AssetStrats.com. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Color me thoroughly. I'm on your blog right now. I do want to go, okay, index funds. Explain what that is, because I think I know what it is. It's kind of like, you know, a fund on autopilot. Maybe not, though.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to describe it. So when you buy a fund that is based on some index, it just means there's not an active manager searching for the best thing to put in that index. It just buys all the elements of an index. So what are an index that you might have heard of? The S&P 500, the 500 big stock indexes. When you buy an S&P 500 fund, all that's happening is you put your money in this pooled investment, this index fund, and the folks, wherever that fund is being managed, go out and buy the 500 stocks in the index. Boom, you're done. And by the way, that's why they're so cheap. They're usually less than a quarter of a percent a year. Some of them are, you know, maybe a tenth of a percent a year. And this is why they have become really popular. You remember that John Bogle, the guy who founded Vanguard, he was the one who really touted them. Warren Buffett said when he dies, he's leaving his heirs a bunch of money, which they should put 10% in treasury bills and the rest in an S&P 500 index fund. So index fund, really popular. And we hit a milestone. We just found out that of U.S. stock funds, there's more money in index funds than they're more expensive managed funds.
The point that I would ask, and or I'll ask you, is there, what are the advantages and disadvantages of going like with an S&P fund?
Well, I mean, the biggest advantage is it's cheap. So if you buy, you know, the Jill and Ray stock fund.
Oh, please don't.
Right. And we say, hey, we've got this great research team. We're going to find the best stocks that are U.S. based. Okay. They're going to be large, blah, blah, blah. We go, we do all the research. We say, here are the stocks we have. We're going to charge most investors about 1%, maybe a little bit more every year because of our big research. The index funds are going to be a fraction of that. So the biggest advantage of an index fund is you get all the money that's being going that goes to the managers goes to you. So
Right?
So a managed fund, you start off the year minus 1% because that's the fee. The index fund, you start minus a tenth of 1%.
Can I ask you, is this kind of like the Russell 2000?
Yep. Russell 2000 is just an index of small company stocks.
Okay, just wondering.
All right, so now we got this big, huge, exciting thing, which is there's more money in passive funds versus actively traded funds.
Okay.
Never happened before. All of a sudden, there's like a whole bunch of people coming out, most of them from the industry, saying, oh, no, this is bad, you shouldn't do this. But one guy I paid attention to, the guy, his name is Michael Burry.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who actually predicted the crash of the subprime mortgage market. Christian Bale played him in The Big Short.
Yeah.
He says index funds are a little bit like those toxic securities, and I got nervous.
Yeah.
So I went and read around about it. Basically, his point being that everyone is buying index funds. We're all piling in. We have there's no real value there. No one's trying to discover what's bad inside of the index, what's good.
Right.
And when everyone tries to get out at the same time, it's going to be bad.
Well, that does sound like when they're, you know, people were buying these group of tranches, these tranches as they call them. And you had really garbage in there. And then you had some that were primo.
Right. And so, I mean, I guess that that's true because when you buy an index, not every stock in the index is going to be good. On the other hand, what I think is that's not actually the big problem because for a long-term investor, who cares? You're going to leave your money in there. You're not running to get out. And yes, if there's a catastrophe and you know the market goes down, it's more exaggerated when everyone's piled into the same investment. But hopefully you're not going to be doing that. Here's the bigger and more dangerous problem.
Okay.
We are still terrible investors and it's unbelievable. 2018, right? The S&P 500 was down about 4.4%. The average stock mutual fund investor was down 9.4%. We did 5% worse.
Yikes.
Why? Because we keep trying to buy high and sell low. We keep doing that to ourselves. We think we're really smart. We're getting in and out of the market. But the whole point of this game, ladies and gentlemen, is not timing the market, but time in the market.
That's profound, Jill.
I didn't make it up. I got to tell you, someone else did that.
Okay.
But it is true. So if you want to read more about this, I have the blog on the website. But really what you need to know is, for now, it's fine to choose index funds. They are a lot cheaper. And if you're the kind of person who doesn't trust yourself, just do me a favor. Put whatever plan you have on autopilot and remind yourself you've got a long time to invest. There's no reason you have to try to figure out when to get in and out.
Okay. And by the way, just moving down the blog a little bit, that's jillonmoney.com. You talked to Frank Abagnale, I guess it was, over the weekend.
Oh, that guy is great.
I know. Scam me if you can. You can listen to it, by the way, off the website, jillonmoney.com. But, man, there's all kinds of the things where they can get to you. Debit cards. You're talking about never post a certain type of photo on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds pretty darn good.
First of all, the guy's great. He's amazing. He came into the studio. You know, he's Leonardo DiCaprio. How many people could say, well, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio played me?
Yeah. That's who it was?
In the movie, yeah. So this, he, you know, Steven Spielberg did a movie based on his life called Catch Me If You Can. And after he went to jail, he came out. He's worked for the FBI for the last 43 years.
Wow.
And so he does a lot of interesting stuff. By the way, he blew my mind. He basically said the whole password thing, ridiculous. He said, you know, for now you have to use it, but don't drive yourself crazy, because that's kind of not the where people are getting in trouble.
Oh, really?
They're getting in trouble with, you know, it's like worrying about saying, I want a very high cost alarm system in my house.
Right.
But you leave the front door open. So the real problem is that we're doing some dumb things day in and day out. And specifically, we just tell people too much about ourselves.
And by the way, you can get a copy of his book through the website, jillonmoney.com. Just scroll down. There's a link right there so you can pick it up. That sounds pretty interesting. You have a favorite Wall Street movie? I always liked Boiler Room.
I liked Boiler Room. That was good. My favorite is always Trading Places, because
that's
took place where I worked, on the floor of the Commodities Exchange. So that's my all-time favorite.
You can hear Jill every Saturday from 4 until 6 here on WTIC. Jill, talk to you next week.
Take care, buddy.
Be good.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.